Okay, my friends. I've got a tickle. We have a tickle monster loose with mommy. His name might be Philip. Are you a tickle monster? What's the matter? You got to be on your toes with this one because you never know. I will tickle you back. And then we will have all kinds of chaos. Well, friends, so today we are reading the Disney Peter Pan, An Adventure for Wendy. It's the seventh story in the book. It is by Tickle Monster. And the Tickle Monster's mommy. Am I right? Here we go. Peter Pan and the Lost Boys loved listening to Wendy's bedtime stories. Tinkerbell, too, never missed a telling. They all delighted in her gripping tales of swashbuckling pirates, hidden treasures, and magical pixie dust. But one night, during story time, the Lost Boys all looked bored. Even Michael and John found their sister's tale dull. What does it mean to be dull? You know?
Bad.
Mm-mm.
Boring.
Yep. Slow, not interesting, boring. Please tell us a new story, Michael said.
Where will I find the inspiration for a fresh story? Wendy wondered aloud, and then it came to her.
Wendy's bedtime stories all starred Peter Pan. All she needed for a brand new story was an adventure with Peter. The next morning, Wendy bounded out of bed, ready to join Peter Pan on an exciting excursion. Huge word, excursion. What does it mean? What?
Found answer.
What is it?
Mission.
A mission. Like, yes, like, sort of.
Like mm-hmm. Exploring mission.
Very good. Yes, it is something that you do that is outside of your normal. It has you going away from the place that you would normally be and exploring something, a place you've never been before. But Peter was nowhere to be found. I'm sorry, old chaps, John said, pushing up his glasses. I saw Peter and Tink leaving early for their outing this morning.
You need Peter Pan to have an adventure, declared Nibs. What will you do, Wendy?
Asked Tootles. It was true. Peter was always the daring hero of Wendy's stories, but Wendy wasn't concerned.
Now, boys, don't you worry, said Wendy. I'll just have to create my own adventure.
The Lost Boys looked doubtful, but Wendy was determined.
I'll head for the sea, she said. There's always adventure to be had there.
Wendy took a shortcut through the jungle on her way to the water. She ran under a rushing waterfall, skipped over stepping stones, and greeted the hippopotamus that lived in the river. Wow, hippopotamuses are very dangerous. Then she looked up to see an orangutan family racing through the trees.
That looks like a grand time, exclaimed Wendy. Finding an adventure can wait a little longer, I'm sure.
So Wendy joined the fun up above. She and the orangutans swung high above the ground from tree to tree to tree.
I wish I could spend all day with you, said Wendy,
when everyone stopped to rest.
But I'm in search of an adventure.
Yeah, just leave it be. It's fine.
But I'm in search of an adventure.
She would not let the Lost Boys down.
Wendy said goodbye to her new friends and then headed toward the bluffs that met the sea. As Wendy skipped past the shimmering mermaid lagoon, she heard someone cry out,
"Help! Oh dear!"
gasped Wendy. A mermaid was stuck in a fishing net. Her friends were nowhere to be seen. Finding a bedtime story would have to wait once again. Wendy dove under the water, swam toward the mermaid, and rescued her from the net. I think it's really impressive that Wendy was willing to rescue those mermaids, especially because they had not been so nice, right, to her.
Mm-hmm. "Thank you for saving me," gushed the mermaid. "You're so brave. Won't you stay and play in the lagoon for a while?"
Wendy and the mermaid splashed and laughed in the water.
"This is so much fun," cried Wendy as she came up from a dip in the cove. "But I really must be going. I still have to find my adventure."
She left her mermaid friend and went off in search of her bedtime story. Wendy hiked along the coast past Blind Man's Bluff, heading toward a rowboat moored at the dock. Once she reached the boat, Wendy thought she could finally start her adventure. Then she'd have a bedtime story to tell. But when Wendy arrived at the rowboat, she found Smee trying to steal it. Her bedtime story would have to wait. She couldn't let Smee take the lost boy's boat.
"Now, Smee, you leave that boat alone," warned Wendy. "It belongs to the lost boys."
The pirate grinned.
"You'll have to fight me first, little lass," he challenged.
Wendy dueled with Smee, using all the sword skills she'd learned from Peter and a few tricks of her own. Soon, victory was hers, as was the boat. Her adventure could finally begin, but when Wendy looked to the sky, she saw the sun was setting on the horizon. It was time to head back. Wendy returned to the hideout feeling defeated. She'd failed to have an adventure. There would be no new bedtime story that night. She stood outside the hideout, knowing her friends would be disappointed, listening to the same old bedtime story.
"There's always tomorrow," she thought,
as she climbed into the hideout. When the Lost Boys gathered round, Wendy apologized.
"I'm sorry, boys. I meant to have a marvelous adventure today, but instead, I swung through the trees with the orangutans, saved a mermaid, and fought off a pirate."
The Lost Boys listened in awe. Peter Pan was enthralled, swinging from the trees, swimming in the lagoon, dueling with Smee.
"Wendy, what a thrilling day you had," Peter exclaimed.
"You're so courageous," said John.
The Lost Boys all agreed it was the best bedtime story they'd ever heard.
"Hooray for Wendy!"
they cheered. And looking back on her day, Wendy realized they were right. She created her own adventure all by herself. What a wonderful feeling. That night, Wendy snuggled into her warm bed, dreaming about all the big adventures she'd have the next day. That sounds pretty wonderful to me. I like adventures, and I like it when we get to live them, don't you, Tickle Monster? And that, our friends, is
you.
The end.